Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is traditionally the heaviest
traveled day of the year.
It's not preventing us from doing Wide Open Wednesday, though. We're going to jump right into the phones and go to Moscow.
What?
Idaho.
Oh.
Moscow, Idaho. And say hi to Isaac from, is the town really called Moscow?
Yes, Mike, but it rhymes with Idaho, so it's Moscow, Idaho.
Moscow, Idaho. Everybody in the know, if you really, really want to go, it's Moscow, Idaho.
I love when you sing that song.
That's a wonderful song. It's an old classic.
It is a favorite.
Oh, guys, this is awesome. You're my hero.
Yeah, well, I guess you were f***ing speechless because of that.
I'm struck.
You don't like the singing?
Wow. It's awesome. Kind of on you. You called us, song. Isaac. What's going on, pal?
Hey, I am just waiting with...
I want to do to you what you were doing to me.
Okay. I'm hoping for the return of dirty old St. Nick someday here.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brian from Baltimore.
Oh, keep hope alive.
Let's do it. Rob, can we do a little... Brian, hold on just a second. Rob and I will now do a playlet.
Right.
Where Rob will be me and I will be Isaac from Idaho, okay?
Okay.
So you finish the song.
All right.
Idaho!
Isaac?
Yeah.
Isaac, I wanted to ask you. How do we say the name of your city?
Moscow.
You know what we should have asked him?
What's
we
that?
Should have said, Isaac, what are you thankful for?
He is in the holiday spirit. He wants the bad Santa to come by.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Which is an old bit that we've done long before the movie.
Many, many years ago.
Brian, Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning and welcome to Wide Open Wednesday, where the phone number is 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And Brian from Balmer, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and to your families as well.
Right back.
Very sweet. Thank you.
What do you have planned, Brian, for your holiday repast?
Pretty much I have my parents, which is pretty much like saying Mama Santana is coming to town, along with my in-laws, and who speak nothing but Spanish.
Oh, nice.
That's very nice.
That's exciting.
Is she fetching? Are they built for speed or pleasure?
Stop it.
What is wrong with him this
These
morning?
These are just questions.
This morning, this week.
I had my kid in the studio, and I always wanted... I had to throw my kid out of the studio because Oscar was being so inappropriate.
I
was.
Said, "Who's your favorite, Mama or Papa?" Easy question.
I know that's not a good question to ask.
We all know it's Mama. Mama rules.
Okay. Just shut up. All right. Anyway, let's move on and say thank you, Brian. Fred from Leeds, England. Wow, all the way over to jolly old England. Hello, Fred. Are you calling from the UK?
I am. It's Fred from the Average White Band.
Oh, Fred Vendor.
Oh, Fred. What was the funny thing Fred had this week?
He sent us the flight attendant that sounded like Sonny yesterday.
Oh, my God, Fred.
Oh, you got it.
Fred, we played it. We played it on the show yesterday. That was so funny.
Yummy, yummy.
Is the Average White Band playing over in England now?
We are. We're at the tail end of a 3 week.
Rob,
three
can you
bring
up
tour.
Some music from AWB if
you
we
bet.
Have it? That'd be, that'd be great. So how long is the tour, Fred? Are you going to be overseas for a while?
Well, we're going to be we'll be here for Thanksgiving, unfortunately. But we've been here since we played in London on the 11th, and we went to Holland for a little while. We've been back and forth, and going to Scotland tomorrow to play Glasgow.
I don't want to sound like a rube, but do they celebrate Thanksgiving over there? I mean, does that has I know it's
they,
an American
they
tradition.
They do not. because, as you know, the celebration of Thanksgiving is getting out of this country.
Yeah, but they've stolen so many great things from us. I thought maybe they would have stolen that as well.
No, they haven't stolen. They haven't. So I think we're probably, hopefully, somebody will be thoughtful enough to help us celebrate it tomorrow. But
now,
they do
Fred,
not.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the Average White Band. What is the touring schedule? Are there going to be any dates in the United States anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. We'll start up again in the spring. We take a couple months off at the beginning of the year because there's no work, and we also don't want to get snowed in or out of any place.
That's
but,
cool.
March, April, we'll be around.
Hope you hit the Birchmere. That's a great place to see you guys.
Yeah, and call
we
back
do
like,
every
when you
year,
get
man.
I'll check the website. If somebody wants to get information on the Average White Band, do they have a what's their website? Where can people go to get tour dates?
AverageWhiteBand.com is the best place, and our Facebook page and all that stuff. So,
well, that flight attendant tape was one of the funniest tapes
great
we've got
stuff.
In a long time, Fred. And keep on rocking. And really, if you guys get down to Florida, I want to see, or up in Maine, I want to see you guys. That's awesome. And have a happy Thanksgiving, even though you're over on the other side of the pond.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Fred. Sir.
See you later.
That's Fred. That's the is he the bass player for Average
Sax player.
Sax player. There you go. Let's move right along.
Celebrity
and say,
call in.
Yeah, love it.
Say hi to Kevin from Bowie, Maryland. Kevin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, just want to say I'm not a tick.
Good.
Good man.
That's wonderful.
God
I'm glad
bless.
You're not a blood sucking parasite, and I'm glad you subscribe to the bonus show, because boy, do we have a good one. And I should point out, programming note, I'm glad he reminded me, that, here's a programming note. We are going to do the bonus show for you today because everybody's getting out of town for the holiday. It drops today. So bonus show subscribers, you will get two shows, not one, but two shows today. And just a little hint, there is a call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline today.
Yeah.
Just a brief one.
Just a brief one. I believe it was over half an hour. Kevin, what can we do for you?
Nothing. Just want to say, love the show and want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. That's all
wonderful.
I had for you.
Thanks, same
man.
To you. And I won't say don't eat too much turkey. It's my least favorite greeting on Thanksgiving. I say don't eat too much turkey.
What about if you finish a phone call with gobble gobble?
No, I've never. That might be your family, Rob. I'm
can
not
you
sure.
imagine?
That's the lady from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Gobble gobble.
When he's waiting in line for the rental car. Gobble gobble.
It's when he uses the F word. Yes. Let's go to Chris from Delaware. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody in the fan club, especially Patrick McHugh. And the one thing which nobody said I would bring up, Beth Ann McBride's corduroys.
Oh, wow.
Now, can I ask you this, Chris? Why the specific greeting for noted troublemaker Patrick McHugh? I'm curious. I think he might be on Blocked Island. Would that be accurate, Chris?
He's in Rhode Island, so he's pretty close to Block Island. He just said,
hey, useless. Stop talking for a second. What's your full name?
This is Chris Puntani.
Yeah, you know what you're doing? You're causing trouble, and I don't dig it one bit. Hang up.
Whoa. Right.
Damn. Right,
happy Thanksgiving, jerk face.
Rob's in the spirit.
Wow,
I don't want anyone talking about Beth Ann.
No.
Here, I come in here in a fine mood, and he brings up Beth Ann.
let's go. You know what? You know, Rob, you need a palate cleanser, don't you?
Don't you do this to me.
Let's get our stock tip of the week from
Yay!
Rob.
Yes.
It's right. Time for our stock tip of the week. He has been diligent. He has been diligent with our stocks. Mo from Woodbridge, we need today's pick to click. Is the market open today, Mo?
Yes, it is.
And I need. Then we need the stock tip, please.
I love this guy.
It's a cloud company named Red Hat.
Red Hat.
Red Hat.
Ooh,
it's a
I love
local
company.
Red Hat. What's the symbol?
RHT.
RHT. Red Hat.
RHT. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mohammed.
Thank you, Mo.
Call again after the holiday. let's go to Katie from Lewes, Delaware. Hello, Katie. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning to you.
Who's answering calls in the back?
Adrian.
Tell Adrian maybe not to work at pot speed and work just a little faster.
Hey, work at amphetamine speed. Yes.
Yes, very good. Katie, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're wonderful, Katie. Happy holiday week.
Happy holiday to you. And I'm not trying to be a stickler, but it's Lewis.
Lewis.
Oh, it's not Lewis? I've probably said Lewis my whole career, and I was a DJ on the Eastern Shore. It's Lewis, Delaware?
Yes, I was reminded of that very quickly when I moved here.
Do people say in the area, like when they're newbies to the area, do they say Lewis? Is it a common mistake?
They do. They do, and they are collected by people who have been here since the birth of time.
Do you like Jerry Lewis?
I do like Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Not as much
Richard
as
Lewis.
Oh. Yeah, Richard Lewis.
The Lewis and Clark expedition.
King Lewis the 14th.
That'd be Louis. You broke the pyramid.
I broke the pyramid.
That'd be King Louis.
Louis the 14th.
Because it wouldn't be King Lewis.
I suppose
it's not
right.
Louis the 14th, so you ruined it.
Did they name St. Louis after him, though?
You mean like St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Are you still there with us?
Is anyone still there?
I am still here.
Okay, good.
Katie, I apologize.
Wanted to tell you guys no problem. I wanted to tell you a quick story how I came upon the podcast.
Please.
So I listened to you guys years ago back in D.C., but I was at a party in Philadelphia, and there was a lot of Jameson consumed. And my friend Jess and I, who's Jessica Britt, I believe, your friends with on Facebook, we're kind of doing our bad impression. She was doing a bad Rob impression. I was doing a bad Ghost of Vince Lombardi impression. And she said, they're doing a podcast now. And I was just astonished. And I think this is like 2009-ish. And I've been listening ever since. So,
oh, that's great.
That's cool.
I'm glad you found us.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah, Katie from Lewis, I'm glad you found us. I'm in the mood
Me
to sing
too.
Today. I don't know. It must be the holiday spirit, but thank you very much. Katie, have a wonderful holiday. I hope you have a delightful Thanksgiving.
I will do. Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jessica
I like
Britt,
those stories.
Very fetching, by the way. I did some recon during the program.
Let's go to, is this Red Lion, Pennsylvania? And Preston, hello.
Hey, guys. I haven't checked in a while, actually, but it's good to be back on the Cyberspace Airwaves with Michael Mara show. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we've missed you, Preston. How are things? How are things?
Rob, you seem a little edgy. You're not your usual holiday jovial self. What's wrong? You're snapping at the
Well, that guy Chris set me on edge, but I think Preston is going
to
write the show.
Can you give me hold on just a second. We'll get to you in a second, Preston. Give me a backstory. You know anything? You know all these fan club people. That name, Chris Pontana, he's a well-known guy.
I know him, but
social media a lot. Is he trouble?
I don't know if he's trouble, but he showed up, and the first thing is he mentioned someone on Blocked Island. Very outwardly right away, and then Beth Ann. He's got something up his sleeve, and I didn't like it, especially during the holidays.
It's an agenda.
Yeah, there was a definite agenda there.
He was an agenda caller, you believe?
Yeah, I do. Right. But I think Preston's going to fix it.
I liked him an awful lot. Preston, what can we do for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to fix it. I know I called him back in May when I talked about my crown. Well, after three or four attempts, they actually put it on. It was pretty much a lapse fault that I had the temporary on for so long.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Those labs can be trouble, Preston.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But are your teeth going to be okay for the meal tomorrow?
Oh, they're fine. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
I'm actually staying here locally for Thanksgiving. I'm going to a friend's family's for Thanksgiving. We're having the fixins, turkey. Her aunt is a vegetarian, so we're having a lot of, vegetarian stuff, too. So it's going to be a huge mix.
Will you pass along my very best to that family, will you please?
I will.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Preston. I'm so glad you checked in. We have missed you, and I hope you call in again real soon. Okay, my friend?
Definitely.
Five months.
All right, Rob.
And by the way, before we click, I do want to tell you, Mike, don't quit your day job because the reason why I say this is because I'm subscribed to some radio things on YouTube, and one of your clips from WAVA came up one day. Mm-hmm. I got the notification, I listened to it, and I cracked up laughing. So I just want to say, don't quit your day job, man. You, Rob, and Austin, don't quit your day job.
All right, but Preston, because I want to use this as a teaching moment, the expression, now remember this, the expression, don't quit your day job, you would usually not say that and then reference something that a person did well, okay? When you say don't quit your day job, Preston, it usually means, like, for example, if there was a clip of me playing, say, softball, and I played very badly, then you would come back and say, don't quit your
day job
because this is what I do. If you listen to a clip of me on the radio that you enjoyed, that means, that, well, that's still my day job. So I'm still doing my day job. So I don't know what else I can tell you, Preston.
This is Austin. I wanted to let you know that I'm wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Preston, we love you and keep listening to the show, okay, my friend?
We'll do, and I'll keep supporting as much as I can.
So. Thanks,
God
man.
Bless you.
Thank
you.
Bonus
happy,
God
bless. Happy gobble, Thanksgiving. Gobble. Let's go to gobble, Bob gobble. From, we're nice people. Bob from Framingham, Massachusetts, all the way up in New England, my stomping grounds up there. Hello there, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. What's happening in Massachusetts?
It's raining, and it kind of sucks.
Oh, gloomy and cold rain.
Do you have any stock tips for us today?
Oh,
oh, I'm sorry. That was no, it's it was a different caller.
How are
that
your teeth?
That was a totally different. Good. That's the other caller, Rob. Bob, what can we do for you in Framingham?
No, I just wanted to say thank you very much for your show. It has gotten me through a lot, and you guys are amazing, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bob. Yes. We appreciate that, and we have not gotten a call from Framingham, and you're the first. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Portland, Maine, and I believe it's Portland, Maine. Missy, are you from Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Ooh. Portland, Oregon. Oh, early out there. How are you? How are you, Missy?
I'm good. It's early, but I wanted to call and wish you a happy Thanksgiving and also share a funny story with you.
Lay it on us.
So Monday night, I went to a party and met this really nice guy, but he was overly chatty. I kept kind of trying to avoid him, but he would always end up next to me. So somehow the subject of podcast came up, and I said, yeah, I really enjoy several podcasts. And I specifically said the Mike O'Mara Show. And he says, oh, you should listen to TMOF.
And
I said, yeah, the Mike O'Mara Show. I said, I listened to all the shows on the network. He proceeded to tell me about all of the shows on the Mike O'Mara Show network. So finally, I escaped from him, and this other guy comes up to me, and he goes, Mike O'Mara is on the radio still? It was really cool. I actually got to put, I had to avoid the other guy the whole night because he, it was just very funny. So I just wanted you to know. You
I like
loved
your story.
Yeah, it's
I like
that's
your story.
That's how people
like
share
that
the program. That's how we grow as a family.
And it gratifies my enormous ego that that I was such a part of this this party activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, you know, I know Missy's too modest to share the name of the gentleman, but that man's name was Charlie Rhodes. I'm terribly sorry. Too soon. That's just not appropriate.
He went straight to the showers after.
Missy, God bless you. Thanks for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. That's wonderful.
Gobble, gobble.
I like that. You know, if we can be the subject of a party, that's a okay with me. That's wonderful stuff.
I love the fact that they argued and said, oh, well, if you like the Mike O'Mara Show, you'd love TMOS.
Hey, by the way, because this, yeah, actually, well, that's I think that call was actually Preston. I think that's who that was.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W...
K... R... P...
sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. The car is running around, pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mr. Carlson.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know.
Happy Thanksgiving, Arch.
We're on the air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day, all right? You can reach us today, especially. It's wide open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And today we're brought to you by Whistle. We all have dogs. We all love our... We really do, except for Pony. We all have dogs.
We now, do, yeah.
You know? And we love our dogs, and we love Whistle. Whistle is a device that attaches to your pet's collar and allows you to track their location and activity from an app. It's right on your phone. Well, that's where apps are, tablets and phones and computers. Whistle is super lightweight. It weighs less than an ounce. It's waterproof, and it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. It uses GPS and cellular networks, AT&T cellular network, to monitor your pet 24/7 anywhere in the USA. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor where your pet spends most of their time, and you get notified when they leave and return to their safe place, which is wonderful. And when your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, the device uses cellular and GPS technology to enable tracking anywhere in the USA using AT&T.
It happened again last night, Mike.
Go ahead.
Linus ran out for a walk again last night. He escaped, and I was able to track him on my phone, and I could tell from where he paused. Pam Kaiser, I will clean it up today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went out to go to the bathroom last night. I could tell where he was, where he
you
stopped.
You knew he was pooping.
Well, he was pausing, yeah.
Isn't it about time we use smart technology to help keep our pets safe and healthy? Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation. And for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smart way to care for your best friend. If you have a dog, it'll be fantastic. It's wide open Wednesday. We got a couple more calls to take here, or maybe one. Let's go to Tim from Iowa City. Tim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Happy day before Thanksgiving, Tim.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Tim.
Look at that energy. I love that. It.
Hey, I've been a listener for over 20 years.
We turn Tim up, please. These phones are, I've gotten emails about them, and they are hard to hear, so we have to
pipe up,
crank it.
Tim, pipe up.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Tim.
There, I took you off speaker. Is that better?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Bless your heart.
Then the rules.
Oh, that volume, I've found you. Yes, go ahead, Tim.
Oh, yes. I wanted to wish you guys a happy holidays, and I've been a listener for over 20 years. You guys make me laugh every day, and I just love the show.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Matt in Spokane, Washington. Spokane, got a lot of listeners. Found that out down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people out in the great state of Washington, west, they'd say, where we have listeners. Take it away, Matt. Happy Thanksgiving.
What up, GMOS?
Yeah.
Sounds like Jimmy from Spokane.
Spokane, what up?
Oh, Spokane, rock and roll!
Wake up!
This is when I'm glad I'm not in a condo down here, you know, because what if neighbors were listening to this like before 9 o'clock in the morning? What up, dude?
The disc jockey's drinking again.
Mine always devolves into like Tom Hanks from Castaway, you know? Fire! Fire! I look what I have created! I have made fire! Go ahead. Matt, what the hell do you want?
I don't want anything. I just want to say hi to you guys. Happy Turkey Day, all that stuff. Get your dead asses out of bed and get busy.
There you go.
Yeah, get busy.
That's it.
Mobilize
that's a fitting
America.
End for Wide Open Wednesday.
Yeah, get busy,
I like that.
Mike.
I get busy. Busy. I have fire. 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 I'm obsessed with that movie.
You have been for a long time.
I love that movie. I love the fact that he carried an entire feature.
It's a lonely man's movie.
Mm-hmm. It's a like, very
I,
good
I love
man's
watching
movie.
It. If Shannon walks in while I'm watching it, she ruins it.
You'll turn it off.
And I'll be like, you're going to ruin this.
Yeah,
you're going to ask me 10 questions about Wilson that you already know the answer to. I hate the small talk. I just want to see him suffer and get away.
Carrie ruins every movie when she walks in.
Stop that. You love your wife. Please. Come on. Hey, I have to tell you, Castaway... When I saw it in the theater, the first time I saw it in the theater, I was actually frustrated when the volleyball, is it a volleyball or a soccer? It's a volleyball.
It's a volleyball.
When the volleyball falls off the raft and he did the Wilson thing, I was like, enough with the screaming for Wilson. And then now that I've seen the movie, I understand the obsession with it where, you know, the raft is drifting away and he has to survive and he leaves Wilson. Well said, Wilson. But,
and he's in high seas at that time. Like
my favorite moment in Castaway is then when they say 5 years later. And you see the fish, and he spears the fish, and you see the transformed Tom Hanks, where he's lost 100 pounds.
Lean
and he said that, that is just, that's an amazing
and
movie.
No
and
really skin.
No.
Right? Very fit, yeah.
Right?
It's not, well, because it was a gradual weight loss. It's not like he did anything nutty.
Right.
It's like,
right.
He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go all, I think I'm going to go vegan and lose weight quick.
I get jokes. Let's go to Ben in Newton, Kansas. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Wide Open Wednesday.
Hi, guys. This is Ben, the guy who does promos and jingles for you.
Oh yay, really? Ben McDaniel.
Don't just look at
Hi,
it.
Hi, Ben.
Listen
Hi
to it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Ben. You said something. Ben, I because I pay attention to social media, but you were snarky.
Uh-oh.
Can you tell me what you were snarky? It was something about the hotel, I think, or something like that. I don't know.
No, it was standing. Yes,
it was standing. Yes, Ben. Come on, Ben. I met you. You're not that big. You're not that big a guy. You can stand. How old are you, Ben McDaniel?
I'm 38.
38,
good
and
age.
You can't stand at a venue? Come on, pal. He's not passing away. He's a fit man. I understand that. Look, the House of Blues, I understand that, you know, and then you started a whole whining thing with people where they're like, I didn't have any place to put my drink. And, like, you know, I mean, you want to see a good show?
We're
evolving
as a program.
We had some seating areas, and look, if I go to a show.
We'll put them in a theater next time, Mike. Fandango.
We'll put them in a theater. Yeah.
You know, I saw everybody at that show, and there was a place where everyone could put their drink in their mouth. Drink your drink, all right?
Well, it's kind of like being at a cocktail party. Mm-hmm. You could go to the perimeter and take a load off, probably. Well, let me ask you. I wasn't in the audience. I want to be fair here. At the House of Blues, Ben McDaniel, when you would take a break, if you wanted to stay like in the front of the stage area and watch the entire show, you probably couldn't do much. You had to stay where you were. But if you wanted to like be in the back and while we're doing the show, mingle and get around there, could you go to the perimeter and grab a drink and maybe take a load off for a minute?
Well, actually, I paid extra to sit down up there, but where I sat, I couldn't see Oscar.
So that was a premium seat.
That's fine.
That was one of our overpriced.
Got a big win, Ben. Big win.
Yeah. All right.
Ben, well, anyway. Can I ask Ben where he got his promo skills? Because they're professional.
Yeah, they're really good. You do a good job, Ben. Tell us your tale. How do you do that?
I think mainly it's just that I'm interested in recording because my dad was in radio. And also, I do learning tracks for barbershop harmony groups, which means I sing all the parts and mix them together so people can learn their part.
Not only does Ben do promos for the show, and we love our listener promos. They're so much fun, and we play a lot of them on the show. And I love the fact that people in our listening audience like to perform, and I like to share that. And Ben also is a singer and does multi-track harmonies, mm-hmm. which we have also played on the show. And the skill level and the talent that's demonstrated by people like Ben McDaniel and people like Jim Amato. It's incredible. And I pine for
it's
the
a
day
lost
where
art.
Someone within our own family could do that.
Yes.
But I don't think I think I'll be pining for the rest of my life for that.
One of the coolest things Ben does when he does the multi-track recording is he will do a split screen and actually film each track of him singing. So you get to see.
Like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, six Bens singing. It is so much fun to watch.
Would you ever do a multi-track recording, Rob? Would you ever want to do that?
Of me singing?
No, just like of a promo.
Just a promo for the show.
Like a clever promo for the show, which is kind of like your area of expertise.
No, I'm not much into clever, Mike, as you know.
That's true. Ben, what else is going on? Got big plans for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. I actually am having some of the same health issues that Oscar's having.
Oh.
So I shouldn't eat too much. But... Yeah, I like it because some of the side effects, the problems I'm having are losing weight. So I want the doctor to hold off on treating it for just a little while.
Oh no, you're losing weight because of your heartburn.
Yeah, it's a healthy way to do it. It might work for you. I think that might be cool. You're not that big though, are you? How big a man are you?
Well, I'm down now to 330, I think.
Oh, you're really that big? I didn't see anything.
Well, you carry it well.
Oh, I know why I didn't think of him as that big. Because I'm big. That's it. Ben, eat all you want. Have a happy Thanksgiving, okay, my friend?
You too. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Remember when you went up to him in New Orleans and said, "How you doing, Tiny?"
Hey, Skinny. How you doing, Skinny? Sit next to me. I'm Thornton Mellon. If you want to look thin, hang around with fat people. Hey, let's go to Ryan in Boston. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, my friend.
Well, thanks. You too.
Great call. Thank you. I'm sorry. Is there anything else, or is that it?
Yeah. No, I was at the local pool the other day, and I thought of Oscar. I don't know if he's around.
I'm here, man.
Excellent. So, I live in a neighborhood. We got people from all over the world living there, and you know, you see the parents.
Hold on! No, wait! Hold on! Hold it! Let's retrace our steps here. All right, you said you were at the. Did he not say he was at the local pool?
The local pool. Yeah.
All right, so the local pool in Boston, in the middle of November, would not be an outdoor pool. Were you
indoor.
Like the YMCA indoor pool?
Yeah. So it's an indoor one. They keep it nice and toasty year round.
Okay, so that's a wonderful indoor pool. Pick it up right there. What happened at your indoor pool?
So we've got families from all over the world living in the neighborhood, and
wonderful.
And you hear a lot of Spanish, a lot of Arabic, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the blacks.
Up until the point.
Sound like you might be one of those nationalists there, Ryan. I'm a little worried about you.
I don't mind. I think he's going somewhere special.
You got those Arabics. You got those Orientals. You got those Spanishers. you got those African people. You know. You got the. Okay. So go ahead, Ryan.
So we got something for everyone, and the parents and the kids. Are
Ryan, can I stop you right there, Ryan, just for a second? Because you realize that something for everyone.
Yeah, not like the spice rack is full.
Do they have anybody? Are your people represented? Like the Irish, the tolerant Irish people?
Yeah, there's a few of us.
Isn't it nice that when a town like Boston that has a reputation that precedes it, when a guy calls and just cements it?
Yeah, there's something for everyone. They got everybody. They got quite, hey, go down to that pool. I tell you, I don't mind going to Clancy's Bar, where my people are. But, you go to the pool. You've been down to the pool? Have you seen that? They got everybody
something
there.
Something for everybody,
they got something
if you know
for
what
everybody,
I mean.
For Christ's
Little
sake.
Little Jamaica, let me tell you.
My God. All right. I swear to God, I came out of that pool area, and it was like, where's the UPS driver? What has Brown done for you lately? My God. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bro, you sound like Ted.
Yeah. Ted. How are you? Hey, so Ryan, tell me, so you got a multicultural activity over at this pool. Is that right?
Yeah, it's great. I'm afraid I'm coming off a little more racist than I actually am.
Oh, no, not at all, Ryan.
No, you're doing
something
great.
For everybody.
We love
That's
you,
right.
man. We love
you. You got your salt, you got your pepper, you got your cayenne pepper,
sure.
you got your curry. That's another one of your spices in the rack over here. There. Ryan, go ahead. Finish your story. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, what I was getting at is...
what were you getting at, Ryan?
Well, the point the kid gets in trouble, it's whatever the language is at home. And then the second the kid gets in trouble, mom switches right over to English. And I don't know if that's just to let everyone else know that she's taking care of the problem or not. And I was curious if that happened in the Santana household
now,
growing up.
Now, I'm going to help you out, Ryan, because I understand what you're saying. So what you're saying is you have a pool just teeming with immigrants.
Yes.
And
because we must bathe at the local aquatic facility.
and they are all
just like by we can't get down by the river because it's too cold up there.
That's
right, now.
And they are all
we go to the indoor public pool.
Oh my God, what are they gonna do next, Oscar? Are they gonna wash their clothes in there, for God's sake? What's going on here? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, so out of the spice rack.
So his point, Oscar, and I think he was directing this at you, the noted immigrant.
Yes,
on
the token.
The fact is that they're speaking their native language where they come from, and then as soon as there's any kind of problem, they switch to English. Is this anything you can relate to?
You know, it's funny that I'd never in my life picked up on this. But it is a signaling to your fellow American that you have assimilated as much, because the rage comes from the immigrant within. So you yell in whatever your natural language would be.
That's what I would think.
And my mom would yell at us in Spanish as she.
I would think it'd be the opposite. I think they would probably be speaking English, and then as soon as a kid got in trouble, they would go. It's the opposite,
because the kid usually gets mouthy in English because he's assimilated.
Oh.
And then she said, oh, you want to play English? I'll play English. And then
I'll kick your ass right now.
Do not do this right now. Embarrass me. That's what I would get a lot from my mom.
So you corroborate what Ryan said. Ryan, does that make sense to you?
Makes perfect sense. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Ryan,
what a call.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate the call from Boston. There you go. The call from Boston. Home of the Boston Red Sox. Last team to bake the color berry in the American League. Thank you very much. Very good.
Just, if I could briefly dissect that call.
Please.
So
I would love some analysis.
Hey.
Borderline.
I feel like I'm doing some sort of service to the listening audience. If you don't know any other immigrants, yes, you can live through my experiences and let you know what it was like to come to Ellis Island and really assimilate with my family.
Yeah.
B, if you make a call like that on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's what's on his mind,
baby.
Something's wrong.
Maybe,
make America hate again.
Look into your soul a little more.
Yeah.
But I'm happy you picked up that idiosyncrasy. It is absolutely right. They will yell at you in their native tongue and then quickly go English to signal to everybody around them that they've got the situation handled, and also let them know that – let their kids know that they can do it in both tongues.
Sure.
Well, I appreciate that, Oscar. That's fantastic. Next week I'll be calling Wide Open Wednesday to ask about the Department of Motor Vehicles and the fact that why they had 45 people walking in there when there's just one guy getting a driver's license. I don't understand what that is, all right? What the hell is that? That's crazy business right there. You know, that's just insanity there. You know, you need to bring 50 people in? I don't need 120 relatives when I'm just getting my picture taken for my driver's license. Welcome to Boston. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, okay? Make sure you stay in your own neighborhood. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more.
That Brookline, it's just not the same, let me tell you.
Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I did all my own stunts for The Fly, by the way.
Did you?
Yes, I
you,
did.
You got in the pod?
Yeah, I actually stuck to the wall. Was wondering.
Hey, you know what? In that movie, I saw your ass.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, leading up to that role, during my research, I actually took it very, very seriously. Like all my roles, I'm a method actor, and I was preparing for months on end by doing various very special things to prepare for my role on The Fly.
What did you do?
I ate
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. This year, why not consider a gift that will be appreciated long after it's unwrapped? How about giving the gift of better sleep? Now is a great time to visit Sleep Number, because this week only, you can save 50% on the ultimate limited edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. This is a great opportunity. Yes. And queen mattresses start at only $699.99. Did you know that 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness? That makes sense to me. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart.
I'm smart!
They automatically adjust so you both sleep comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? Does it? Look at me. Answer me. Answer me.
Settle down.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep Number IQ score was a 90. And I feel great. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, last twice as long, and 91% of owners recommend them. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week now through Monday and save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you. Another day, another wiener thing. You know, it's just that. Yeah. And I'm not talking about how, although he was another guy, the guy, the wiener, whatever his
name is. Anthony Wiener.
Anthony Wiener.
Tony.
If you look back on the wiener
timeline,
he is the first.
He's patient zero.
Yes.
On the perv scale.
He is.
Right? He's the first
when
guy.
When you look at the wiener timeline.
John Conyers was...
Gunners.
You know, the guy, the congressman yesterday that they were talking about,
right.
He offered, you know, it's just like, wow.
Can I ask you a question? Your perspective
on the
idea that congressmen would act in this manner, sexually harass an individual or be accused of such, and then they settle with our taxpayer dollars. That really, really, if you take a private jet, I almost can forgive that because time is money. You got to get somewhere quickly. You have to work within your day. There's only so many hours and days in the week. But if you do something inappropriate, maybe you grab some cheeks or you're too forward with someone,
right?
And they sue you for that. The idea that there are roughly $15 million that have been spent covering up these. Issues
amazing.
In my eyes.
Yeah.
Amazing. He's the one that, you know, that.
Take a private jet any day. Don't squeeze the cheeks that shouldn't be squeezed.
Well, the whole culture's changing. You're going to get these guys out. And I think you got to. I think that's important right now to do that. You know, yesterday was a crappy day. Yesterday was another congressman coming forward. Yesterday was Cheeto Dip coming out and, you know, basically endorsing the guy in Alabama.
Yep.
It was just a bad day. You know, and you heard the women in the press pool when they were talking to Trump doing the kind of shouting at him. What do you want to say historically?
Yeah.
Kind of just saying to him, this is going to be on the record historically.
Yeah.
You're going to be left behind on this. And he didn't take the bait on that at all. It just.
No, but he was all into pardoning the turkeys. That was his big thing.
He was into pardoning, but you saw the John Conyers. Then you saw the Trump with the, you know, lining up
with
the bad guy.
Charlie Rose fell that morning.
Yep. Charlie Rose walking into his apartment, the most pathetic,
sad
figure, you know, where it's just like, well, it wasn't that sad. I mean, it was, you know.
He was oblivious to what happened.
The whole thing is.
I worry about you with this discussion more than anybody in the room.
Do you know what's happening in the world?
Do you really? Do you?
When I say sad, I mean it's a sad.
You might want to tell your dad to less crotch shots, too, on the right now on my Facebook page, because Carla pointed it out to me again last night. It's probably not the best time.
Does it look Middle Eastern
these days,
Mike?
It might be a good time for a hiatus. It might just be a,
oh, no.
Might be a time to take
a break.
I'm not being a
square.
Those women
are being
groovy.
I'm not being a square. It's just I worry. I don't know why, but I worry about it. I worry about
what?
Oh, God.
And you're worried about me.
Now I'm not.
I comment.
Now I'm not. Now it's the
to clarify.
He just wants to stir up crap wherever he goes.
To clarify what I meant, it's a sad state of affairs. The whole thing is sad.
The whole thing is sad. You're absolutely right, Rob. The whole thing is extreme. I just think that I'm getting more angry with every new revelation, you know? And I
well,
think
it's like
that,
we discussed, I believe, on yesterday's show. When they come out in an avalanche, a cavalcade of accusations, yeah, it weakens individual ones.
Did I read 12 more Charlie Rose
a dozen more,
that sounds
yeah,
about right, yeah.
You know, I'm not, believe me, I was 14 when I started thinking with the little part, okay?
Okay.
It was the quest that I had, all right? In my neighborhood, that's all we talked about. It was you know, yeah, women, it was Playboy, it was the sexualization of America. We're all horned
up. So about eighth grade. About eighth grade,
do
yeah,
we not, like, I am not absolving these men of their responsibility. Do we not raise with the repression in certain ways and with the culture that we have where it's taboo, but the biggest industry is porn, you know, do we not raise a nation of male horn dogs in this
country?
Do we not start at 14 or 13 and then it's just relentless? Every image of women, everything, the whole society, we have to, I don't know how we fix it. Hold on. Before you say something,
I think it's fixed. I think it's I think it's fixed. I think it's your generation, Mike. I think you guys didn't have an outlet. If you look at all the perps, they're all older dudes. Younger dudes.
You better write that down,
yeah,
because that's going to come
right
out
now.
You know, you're going to get other guys.
But
that
I will
are,
say
that
this:
there's no one in their 20s.
To his point, there is the sort of taboo of porn has been lifted because of its accessibility, say, of the
but
last
you're talking
10 years.
About there's nobody in their 20s. These are men. We're talking about positions of power. If we're talking about the sexual harassment being relative to power, you're talking about the Weinstein, the Charlie Rose, the congressman. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also sort of an amalgam, because people spend their entire life searching for that elusive power. I mean, it's the chase. It's the hunt. They want that power, and they've got to work together.
Are you talking about sex, or are you talking
about... I'm talking about actual power when you talk about a Weinstein or you know, someone in Congress or someone like that. But also, that generation, that older generation, and I'm closer to it than Oscar is they're also relentlessly pursuing women and sexual gratification, which is also oftentimes elusive. Maybe the chip that makes them chase power is also making them chase the elusive sexual gratification that was harder to get in their time.
As a kid watching Clarence Thomas get grilled by Anita Hill, right?
Oh, the curly hair.
Grilled. And I remember...
And they basically told her to go scratch.
Okay, I get it, but...
Basically blew her off completely.
As a younger...
And she was probably right.
As a younger man, at least my generation said, man... Don't mess around at work. Like it would signal to you that you can't this madman mentality, this power mentality doesn't matter. You could lose everything if you misstep.
Charlie Rose worked for our company, CBS. Mm-hmm. We were all put in a room together and watched multiple videos about sexual harassment.
Yeah.
It's just the level, and I'm not taking the high ground and going, I don't want to kick a dog when he's down, but I'm just going to say this. In New Orleans, when Carla and I took out the interns on the Mike O'Mara show, the folks that I don't get a chance to see, we had Ashley, we had Adrian, and we had Dan O'Brien. We sit there, and I just said, I want to say this without putting them down.
America is doomed.
But the whole thing with the youth move, the having the energy around our show with these interns,
the best.
They're the best, and they are. There is a level of vulnerability with young people beginning their careers. There is a wide-eyed nature. I was remembering them, and I'm taking them into this this restaurant to get a muffalata, which is down there in the French Quarter. And I'm looking at and I remember the sense of their kind of their innocence.
Yeah,
I remember that
naivety.
It was a moment for me where I was sitting there doing, and God damn it, these douches that do this, it makes me so mad. The Charlie Rose thing, when you talk about, they showed one of the interns that was interviewed, and he showed her some sort of high sexual content. Said, "How does that make you feel with this stupid ass accent?" And I'm just sitting there, that they're the most vulnerable, and it just I don't know the power
and the
thing.
Producers as well for covering it up.
Yeah, the people that covered it up. It's just the whole thing.
That's just Charlie being Charlie.
Yeah. We're gonna have this. Probably continue. It's certainly going to be more members of Congress, Republican, Democrat, and then we have an opportunity for the top guy who could really, really go against type once in his life, but he can't do it.
Can't do it.
Because he did it too. And it just sucks right now. And I don't know how long. How long do you guys think this is going to last? This is going to go on and on and on.
Who would have thought PBS was that home, the Charlie Rose Show? By the way, if you didn't know, you wonder why didn't no one went to human resources. There was no human resources at the Charlie Rose Show. It was Charlie Rose.
That's just
Charlie
Rose.
Producer. It was Charlie Rose.
That's a problem.
And meanwhile, you know, it just it's. I don't know. I think it takes a toll on our national consciousness. I feel.
Do you feel you know, though,
embarrassed by my fellow men? I really do.
It's unpleasant and it is horrifying and it's disgusting to look at. But do you think if we bear this burden of watching the downfall of these men, will it make a change? Will it be worthwhile in the long run? I think things will change.
We said on the other show. We said that I think it will if we make sure that this tidal wave right now, that we are not all, you know, that we're definitely making sure that the bad guy, first of all, the tribalism that exists in this country politically right now is doing a lot of damage because you've got a situation, you know, down there. I think really, and I will say this, because I really do believe it. I believe the people of Alabama have a real opportunity to have a nice little palate cleanse for the mm-hmm. country right now. And I'm not talking about because I'm a Democrat. I'm saying this. I'm saying this because I've read all the stories about what this guy did. And I don't care if it was 40 years ago. This guy was known in shopping malls.
What a creep.
As a guy.
And he wasn't a big shopper.
They have an opportunity. They have a top. And I hope Republicans. I hope Republicans down in Alabama really just say, "Hey, we got an opportunity to kind of make a statement." Yeah. Then get back to you know.
And what about your Russia?
And what about that's gone? That's off the headlines right now. I mean, yeah, that's still there. That's chugging on. It's just a very, very tough time to be an American right now.
I hear you.
It's very, very difficult. And I'm really, but I. The answer to your question, Rob, I do think. I really do believe. This is going to be a cultural change right now where, you know, you're going to know this. The people in power are going to know this.
No more getting handsy.
Yeah, we need to go through an unpleasant surgery to fix this. And we don't want people to be handsy.
Flushing it up. Yeah, exactly. Right. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Got a couple of phone calls. It's wide open Wednesday. It's impossible to come in here and not talk about it because it's every day.
It's the biggest story.
It's
in the world.
It's craziness.
The world.
The world. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. This is usually when we talk about pumpkin pie, for Christ's sake.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Meara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
That's the Rob and Joe Show. Happy Thanksgiving to them, and I do love that.
2003 Sentra.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, the exciting world of anime is coming to Washington, D.C. Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan, and the event is happening at the Washington Marriott Wardman Park Hotel December 8th through the 10th. If you love anime, this convention is the place to be, and if you're just curious, come and see what anime is all about. We talk about it a lot on the Mike O'Meara Show, and we know our guy Pony is all about anime. Dozens of tables and exhibits for you to see. Check out the details at animeusa.org. Enjoy a bite at the Maid Cafe, an authentic Japanese experience where you're served your meal by women dressed as maids. And
it's authentic.
See Japanese arcade games that aren't yet available in the USA. Meet sword forger Matt Stagmar.
Yeah,
Oscar loves this guy.
Found him on Facebook, Mike. I think he's local. Make me a Transformers sword. I'll pay $500, sir.
My God, you're something else. And, of course, fantastic cosplay.
$5,000.
Come be a part of it or just enjoy the people watching. Plus, you can hang with our own Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
Yeah!
He'll be there, too. For tickets and more info, visit AnimeUSA.org.
That's Swordsmith. He's a true gem.
Yeah,
that's
he is.
Great. Use the code TMOS17A. That's the Mike O'Meara Show 2017 anime.
Just click the button. Button
on our website. It'll bring you right there.
I actually asked Rob to book the swordsmith.
Yeah. He also asked me to bring him some hand lotion.
I think he's going to be great on Tech 411. Yeah. Anyway, kick off your holidays with Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan. Get your tickets today at animeusa.org. And remember the code TMOS17A for 20% off regular admission. And Pony, I want a full report when you go to that fabulous convention.
Oh, absolutely. I want to bring a recorder.
Yes, I do make swords. Nice to meet you, Mickey.
It's awesome. Gonna be wonderful. You gonna love it, you know. I feel as though that we are all walking on eggshells right now to a certain extent. So, you know, bear with us as we do this little edgy little show that we do on the Mike O'Mara Show. When I'm thinking about other things, when I'm reading a simple commercial for something, I don't know, it gets kind of crazy. But hopefully everybody will have a fabulous Thanksgiving. I wanted to do this. I meant to do it all week last week. I meant to do it this week. Rob Spiewak, what are the plans? Give us the details. I want to go through the room. I want to find out what everybody's doing it. And what interns do we have on campus today?
We have intern Adrian Garcia is standing by. Yes.
Is that a tough question?
I didn't know if I wanted to call him Diego or Adrian. And so I was a
go, Diego, go.
Are you
go
having Diego, one of those gone. TMJs right now? Or
a mini stroke?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Get the paddle.
When I get
I'm going to let you get your wind, and I'm going to start with Oscar.
Yes,
Oscar. What are the holiday plans that you have?
Okay, my holiday plans include, but not limited to, multiple trips to the airport to pick up my family members.
Who's coming in?
My brother and his entire family, which is Jose. His wife and our new nephew Sebastian.
I love that.
And then
Sebastian.
We've got my sister Tatiana and the full brood, including Nino the dog, coming into town.
Did I congratulate my nephew's wife Sarah and their whole family?
You had not.
On baby Charlotte, born last week.
Did not hear about that.
Nothing happier than a baby.
Baby Charlotte, 9 pounds, 2 ounces.
That's
baby Charlotte,
one.
Welcome to the world. Fantastic. A lot of new, we're going to have babies. We're going to have babies on top of babies in Maine next summer. It's going to be great. So you got the family flying in.
Yeah, they're flying in on Thanksgiving, Mike.
That's exciting.
First time. Usually they come in on Wednesday.
That's smart, though.
Is it a cheaper flight and a better flight?
It is a less crowded flight. We used to drive to Carrie's mom's Thanksgiving morning very early, and the roads are abandoned because everyone does it the day before.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'll be doing a lot of trips to the airport, Mike, and a lot of eating at Mama Santana's.
Olney is the ground zero. Right,
Olney, Maryland.
Rob Spiewak, what about you? What's on the docket?
The day starts bright and early with breakfast casserole and mimosas for Mrs. Spiewak.
Oh,
now what is the breakfast casserole? Does that have any tater tots in it?
No. It is bread, eggs, and sausage, essentially baked into a casserole.
At your home?
At our home? Yes.
That's just for you guys. You do that every Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's a tradition. Yeah, because that's we can make it the night before and then pop it in the oven.
You realize there's a bigger meal later on, right?
You realize you have had your chance to speak, right?
Boys, it's the holidays.
It sure is, Mike. Hey, when you go to the airport, you know, they've got lots of seating there. Why not just stay there? They have long rows of black chairs.
Oh, don't be mean to me. We're friends.
We are. We're acquaintances. And then
you put a picture of him up on your page.
It's one of my favorite pictures because it truly captures his drunk eyes. You know when Oscar hits,
and I have you on my wall, Rob.
I have a picture of the three of us at in my office. Did you know that?
I have
a
photo.
Pals. That's sweet.
So and then at I have to prepare creamed onions, which you hate.
I have to mention this once in a while. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to mention this once in a while. I would absolutely on any day whatsoever, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, sitting in a watering hole somewhere. I would thoroughly enjoy an evening with just the two of
you always
hanging out. Have a good time. I think that should be
listen.
Once in a while.
Until Oscar disappears to the lumberyard.
Oh, yeah. Two.
Twice. And then I have to make the creamed onions, which you don't like. And I have to mash.
It's like vomit.
Just over 20 pounds of potatoes, which you would like. And I will bring those in two crock pots to my Uncle George's at 2.
That's such a great solid for bringing to the Thanksgiving dinner. The potatoes are a pain in the ass. So bringing the potatoes is a really big... How is the bird at your uncle's house? Do they normally do a pretty good job?
We will have two turkeys and a ham. My Aunt Gail will do a turkey. She does a great job. And my cousin Joyce will do a turkey. And they nail it every year. Perfect.
All right.
I have to cut the birds, though. I'm
oh, you're the carver?
Yeah, because that fell from Big Daddy's shoulders to mine. Because you know what? Most people in my family don't know how to do things like that because Big Daddy always did that. He said, we're going to cut the turkey. Get Dad. Dad'll do it. And they don't know. They just stare. Hmm. Look, I say, well, do you take off the leg? What about the wing?
Do you bring your own knife?
Yes. And I bring my own turkey. And also from my Ron Popeil rotisserie oven, the best thing that came with it, turkey lifting gloves.
Oh.
Which are thermal gloves that you can actually, because it's impossible to pick up a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the best way to handle your meat.
That's cool. I like that. Right.
And then
cool. Living vicariously through
you. George's, there'll be light drinking, probably about 45 to 50 for dinner this year. And yeah, there'll be light drinking because I have to get home that night. So light drinking.
Can't you just lift?
Or maybe Julia will use her learners. We'll see.
And also,
Dallas game, we always
you can't
have.
Do that. You can't do that if you're soused.
I know
that, right?
Right. Well, you know,
if she's got a learners and you're baked, you're going to get you get busted.
Mm, only if they catch you.
Yes.
Well, not, but that's the whole, that's like
Let's
only
roll
if
the Thanksgiving
that.
Dice.
Yeah,
All right.
It's like Mousetrap getting
home. And then also, one of the highlights of Thanksgiving is always there's a huge long table that he sets up, and we usually sit around and laugh and tell stories. But the box pool for the Dallas game, you know, dollar a box.
Yeah, the Redskins are playing.
And the Redskins have their
Skins
game.
Are playing the, home, the Skins home are playing game. The Giants.
Giants, and that's...
Is that the 1 o'clock?
No, that's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
8 o'clock kick on NBC.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Want to bet?
Oh, no. We
I bet they both lose.
I want my $50 bet back. You won, and then you
all
ran
right,
away.
Let's do it. You want to do
it?
Yeah,
what's
do
the
this.
Spread? Can you see what the current
line
is?
Can we do a draft?
Yeah, I'll send you.
Send me a draft, and we'll do it this week.
Okay,
we'll
and then people, rest easy. Saturday, fruitcakes will be made.
Ooh.
Very good.
Okay.
So that's my weekend. Looking
holidays.
Forward to it.
I really do love the vicariously through you.
Thank you.
Pony?
Yeah. I'm going to be...
Anyway,
sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. Are you going down to Virginia Beach?
No, we're sticking around Fairfax. We're going to go to the uncles. It'll be all right.
Pony.
So you're not looking forward to your holiday?
No. Well, I mean, it's all right. But we do like a Thanksgiving lunch. So, you know, you don't get
sandwiches?
The whole evening.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know.
You want some chips?
It's not that bad.
Pony.
It's not that bad. But it I don't know. It's weird. It's like it's not a Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, but why is it lunch?
I don't know.
Do they serve turkey?
Yeah. Like they do the whole spread, but at 12:30.
That's too early.
Yeah, see, you got to do it. 2 o'clock is usually my cutoff point. We're eating at 2.
Who's going to?
2 o'clock.
Four for us.
Who's going to be at the lunch?
My mom's coming up. My grandma's going to be there, and my aunt and uncle and their kids.
You have all these relatives?
Not that many relatives.
I mean, we found out you had a brother in NOLA.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And
How's
I don't
that?
Know. It's not a... That's my dad's side of the family. So.
Okay, thank you very much. We got to go to break. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Really
hey, I'm wondering if it's too late that I can go over to Pony's house.
Yeah,
sounds pretty good. So.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, bring him a half a pot of potatoes or something like that. We'll take a break. And we got news you may not need. The last one of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody!
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. Sure. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Hold on, I'm accepting Oscars.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
$50, Mike.
Like a license to print money.
Just for Thursday's games.
That's right. I have a $50 bet. I have a $50 bet on Pony's lunch.
Pony, that does sound very, very depressing.
Our game,
welcome back to the
our game's called Do They Serve Turkey?
Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome, everybody. If you want to save money, I'm doing the commercial and updating at the same time.
No worries.
If you want to save money while shopping online this holiday season, join Honey. And Honey, I'm making money. True story. I used Honey before they came on as an advertiser. It's super easy. It saved me money. Let it work for you. Honey is a free browser extension. It's available on Chrome, Firefox, and Safari that effortlessly saves you time and money while shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. While you shop, the app will instantly find every working coupon code on the internet that at checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best code to your card. On average, Honey members save $34 per month. That's an average. That's shopping online with Honey. And Honey will notify you when a saved item drops in price. Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. You're going to love it. There's no reason to not join today. And it only takes two clicks to start saving money. Join Honey today for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you, Honey. I appreciate that. Thank you.
News.
Turkey.
Boo. Hold on a second. I'm opening
it's,
up.
It's more of a lunch, Mike.
I want to make sure that I do Oscar's draft here.
Yeah.
Remember Black Friday.
Yeah.
Shop through our banner.
That's where Black Friday is when Pony gets in all those leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoping that there's turkey there.
No, there's no turkey. There's a yam.
Hey, Pony, if you're when you're done, if you want to come over the Santana household, we around 4 or 5, probably 6.
Ooh, where is it?
In Olney.
Olney?
I'm not kidding. You're more than welcome. You and your mom are welcome. Lots of laughs, lots of ribbing, lots of
I'll
my mom reminding me I'm not a doctor.
My house is closer, but no smoking.
no smoking.
Hey, you can get out on the deck, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them.
Come on over. We could watch a holiday movie.
Lots of Heineken and Corona.
Oscar, what's your draft called?
Do they serve turkey?
Okay. Andrew.
That's my
Can
favorite
we do it right
part.
Now?
Yes. I'm already on auto.
You've been matched against Oscar Santana. You have the first pick. I'll get to the news in a second.
Yeah, no worries.
Because the draft
hey,
is going to start in less than a
news.
Minute.
$50 on the line.
Have you already picked your lineup, or is this...
I'm auto. We'll start. We start in 44 seconds, Mike.
44 seconds. This yeah. is going to be
Do you ever
exciting.
Smoke your turkey?
No, I couldn't get it to stay lit.
Oh. Ah!
Coming from him, yeah. I thought that was the answer.
To Duncan?
All right, by the way, this I is have. One of our sponsors, oh, Draft, and yes. We're Oscar and I haven't had a real battle royale.
This is the rematch.
This is the rematch.
Who is up and down in the battle
Mike
royale?
Mike is up.
He's up 50.
I'm up currently.
Yes.
And now we're going to 20 seconds before we start our draft right now.
Here it comes.
I didn't want to broach this after a Harris incident, so I waited till now.
Here comes, Mike. Tell me when it starts. Yes.
Yes. Oscar knows very well when my degenerate gambling bug starts to surface, and it's the holiday weekend. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. All right, here we go.
Here we
my
go.
My pick, number one.
Here
oh,
comes.
I didn't put on
Mike's
auto.
Pick.
Oh, you got to put it on auto. Auto. Yeah.
Okay, there, it's an auto.
And happy Thanksgiving, right. Preston.
Oh, no.
What?
Mike got Kirk Cousins.
Oscar
oh,
got,
he already
no,
beat me. Right, jeez.
Kirk Cousins.
Is in. You selected Adam Thielen. I got Adam Thielen. That's a great, great selection.
Yeah,
Oscar Santa. You got Keenan Allen. Let me see who I got here.
Well, two more bad picks, right. And Oscar's heartburn thing is going to go off.
Yeah. Worse.
Oscar picked up. All right,
bravo.
That's how quick it is on draft, by the way. My quarterback is Kirk Cousins. I've got McKinnon. I have no
Kate
idea.
McKinnon?
I love that Matthew Stafford's avatar is a little turkey.
There he is.
Look at the avatar.
Is it Albert Morris? Is it? No, I don't. Maybe it is. And I've got Thielen and Jones, and you've got Bryant Allen Darqua from the Giants, the running back for the Giants. I like my chances.
Hey, I mean,
since
you
have
great.
Kirk Cousins, Mike, you really should take a moment before the game and pray on it.
Yes. I'll pray on it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. David Cassidy died yesterday, 67 years old. His publicist said he died of complications from dementia. Sadly, his death isn't a surprise. Over the weekend, they reported he was in bad health. He became a teen idol because of his starring role in The Partridge Family back in the 70s. He played Keith, the son of Shirley Partridge, who was played by his real-life stepmom, Shirley Jones.
Box.
He parlayed that into a singing career, going out on tour, singing both Partridge songs as well as originals. Some of the biggest hits, Cher.
Mm-hmm.
How Can I Be Sure? I Think I Love You. I Write the Songs, which later became Barry Manilow's signature song. And, of course, the show's theme song, Come On, Get Happy. So that's it. David Cassidy, dead at 67. Too young Hard living, unfortunately. Yeah. That's a shame, and really iconic. He filled the Superdome at one point. With not the Superdome, the Astrodome. I think he actually did a concert there, which is pretty spectacular. Yes, Game of Thrones has a lot of sex and nudity in it, but Emilia Clarke would like you to get over it.
Yeah.
She told Harper's Bazaar, quote, "I'm starting to get really annoyed about this stuff now because people say, oh, yeah, all the porn sites went down when Game of Thrones came back on." I'm like, The Handmaid's Tale, I effing loved that show, and I cried when it ended because I could not handle not seeing it. That all that sex and nudity. There are so many shows centered around this very true fact that people reproduce. People F for pleasure. It's part of life. So she's saying don't make such a big deal.
That's true.
Of it,
you as know, you've, but, and if you saw last night's This Is Us that focused on Chrissy Metz, there was some loving.
Are you still watching that show regularly?
I never miss it. She, Mike, hey, no joke here. She lost the baby, and that's sad.
Spoiler alert!
No. That's such a bad spoiler.
Why would you do that to us?
You know what? We don't do Wednesday shows very often.
Oh, my God.
Holidays.
No, you know what? They revealed that last week, though.
No, there was an issue.
Yes, they did. No, they revealed it last week.
Did she lose it in her body?
Stop.
No, at the store.
Mel Gibson. Oh, God. Let's get out of here. Mel Gibson is a man who knows what it's like to be accused of horrendous things. Racism, anti-Semitism. What did I miss? All right, he's cackling.
Oscar asked if she lost it in her body.
Yes, that's right. That's true. Okay.
She did not.
Are you done?
Sorry.
Thank you. Mel Gibson is a man who knows what it's like to be accused of horrendous things, racism, anti-Semitism, misogyny, but at least he's usually kind enough to do it on tape so we know what we're dealing with. So should Mel Gibson, the man who once called a female cop sugar teats and told the mother of his baby that he hoped she got gang raped, be giving us his two cents about these sexual harassment scandals? Well, believe it or not, you'll probably agree with his take. He said, quote, "Things got shaken up a little bit, and there is a lot of light being thrown into places where there were shadows, and that is kind of healthy. It's painful, but I think pain is a precursor to change."
Oh, that was that's valid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shine a light on it. That's the way I look at that.
There
absolutely.
You go. Very cool.
It's the holidays, and if they weren't already expensive enough, here's something else to add to the list. Apparently, we are facing a Christmas tree shortage.
Oh!
Ruh-roh.
So the prices are going to be up 5% to 10% all over the country. You still do that, the Christmas trees?
No, we have artificial trees, and the family's out of the business.
You don't sell them anymore.
Family's out of the business.
The main reason, the trees for this year should have been planted in 2008, but since that was when there was a recession raging, fewer farmers planted them, so the supply is down, and it's going to be harder and more expensive to get Christmas trees. But that'll probably be a boon for the artificial
trees. It's all about supply chain. And they missed their opportunity because they were thinking in the now and not in the future.
That's right.
That's it. That's the NBA stuff.
You have no idea how cheap you can get a quality Christmas tree at Amazon.com.
Through our banner.
Yes. Amen. My mom did it this year. Yeah. Saved $100.
Do it. Do it. According to experts, if you really want to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner, the food you should make a lot of and eat is salad. Now, hold on. I know that doesn't sound right. Here's why. All of the Thanksgiving foods are very rich and usually salty and creamy. So if that's all you're eating, eventually your mouth is going to get bored with those flavors and you'll stop eating even before you're stuffed. God forbid. But if you mix in some salad, it balances things out and it'll refresh your mouth so you can enjoy more of the other stuff. Now you know. That's a stupid article.
Refresh your mouth, Mike.
I'm not endorsing
this
that.
This is the first year I'll be able to eat like I want to eat.
Because you got the medicine?
Yeah, because I think my parents thought I was just kind of messing around with my heartburn and just being, as my mom would say, my noodle, like I don't want to eat anything and just being difficult. Now I can hold this up and say, I can't eat a third, Mom. It's not that I don't love you.
Right.
But I just can't do it because there's a pill in my body.
That's right.
He likes carrying that around.
Yeah,
he does. He likes
I like being affirmed.
The way that an old man will gesture with a cane.
Do you know why I have to keep it this high? Because if I put it this far away from me, a foot away, it'll start beeping like I lost it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It's
got to
transmit to my chest.
Yeah. How are you doing with that thing?
It's painful. The pill is painful, and now my chest is painful. I'll say that there's a lanyard that comes with it. You're supposed to wear it around your neck. like you lost your phone number as a kid.
A pacemaker.
You look like a rapper with heartburn.
Yes.
Yeah.
The worst.
So it beeps if it's away because
I heard
it
yesterday. I heard it yesterday when he left the room.
Like, I went to the restroom. It said, what are you doing, man? I got to transmit.
We all knew what he was doing in the restroom.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. That's
hopefully passing that pill.
What?
Yeah. When do you have to? When do you take that thing out of your esophagus?
Well, they don't. My body takes it out.
My body.
I pass it. They say.
All over my body.
I go back to the doctors today.
Nice.
Well, buena suerte with that. And now a little something, something. A Florida man was arrested for allegedly punching another man who parked in a spot reserved for disabled drivers. Monroe County Sheriff's Office says that 57-year-old Mark Wheaton was in a Key Largo grocery store parking lot on Friday when he saw a 61-year-old man park on the spot for disabled drivers. In the space, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Space.
The man left his wife in the car and went into the grocery store. There's a Florida move. I mean, that's just... you go into the grocery store, every car is occupied.
Sure.
I'm the weaker of the couple. Well,
what's the story of waiting in the car? Because it takes too long to get out and get back in?
You know, you get the two things. You get the wait. Usually it's a guy. Usually it's a guy waiting in the car while the wife goes in and shops, but then you get the drop off at the curb. Perfectly healthy women that you know, they
princess
could walk
pickup
the distance, and then you could be like my wife who says we have to get more steps, and she parks at the far end of the parking lot, and we walk all the way across the parking lot.
I divorce her for that.
That's
I mean, that is messed up.
You know what happens a lot of times when a guy's left in the car? It's preceded by this quote: "I'm not going to fool with that nonsense."
Yeah, I'll stay in here.
Yeah,
I'll
the rascals are always broken.
Listen to Rush.
And it's not like they even, they're going to listen to the Fox News Network. And it's not like they even have, like a personal device where they're going to be there and surf the net or anything.
No.
They just sit there going, nah, nah. The man left his wife in the car, went into the grocery store.
We're all going to be really old one day, you realize.
Not me, I'll die.
Hello, I already am. You know, I'm getting discounts now. Wheaton allegedly followed the man and started yelling at him inside the store. Witnesses, the victim, told authorities that Wheaton punched him several times in the face. The victim, who was not identified, was treated at a local hospital for a fractured nose and other facial injuries. Wheaton was arrested later at his Key Largo home and charged with aggravated battery. And I decided for the holiday I would take pen to paper and create a Florida poem for you.
I haven't written a poem in years.
Nice.
But here we go. It's a simple one. Right. Take this to heart if you're visiting the Sunshine State this holiday season.
Right.
For holiday fun, this is the place. Hop on a flight and slow down the pace. For fun in the sun, this is home base. But if you park wrong, you'll get punched in the face.
Oh, thank
you.
No.
Thank you all very much. Effed it up.
Man.
Screwed it up.
We'll take a break.
We'll come back with the Rob's Little Sounds, the audio vault, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. I said that again. Thank you.
Much more music.
So, Thursday is Thanksgiving, then you have Black Friday, but what about Saturday? Well, Saturday, forget the leftovers and dig into a big plate full of Rob Radio. The fun starts at 7 a.m. with all your favorite Thanksgiving songs, plus Philadelphia Soul, Bird Rock and Roll, a bit of Elvis, and lots of the best music ever made. Tune in. You'll be thankful you did. Saturday morning at 7 on The Wave, 97.1 FM in Ocean City, and worldwide at 971thewave.com. Enjoy your holiday, and I'll see you there. Now, play the jingle.
Thanksgiving Day.
No, not that one, the other one.
Rob Spiewak.
That's Rob's show on Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Check it out. Yeah. And remember, with that birthday, the holiday season has begun. That was Rob's birthday greeting yesterday.
Hey, that's a good one.
Well, I read this. I read you greeting. Someone is waiting on hold for it. Do we have time to take this?
Sure.
Nothing but time.
Hold on just a second. Let's go to John in, where are you? Long Beach, California. Hello. Go ahead, John. It's you. I know you've been waiting a long time.
Sorry, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you? I'm Wide Open Wednesday. We're kind of wrapping things up here, but I know you've been waiting a while. What can we do for you?
It's all good. I'll speed it up. So here's my deal. This is kind of for more of Oscar.
Chess?
Chess. Here's my deal. I recently broke up with my girlfriend.
Nice!
November 4th, to be precise, and now I'm just curious as to what I do now. I moved out here for the, I'm originally from the East Coast, I'm from Portland, Maine, originally,
mm-hmm.
and now I just really don't know what to do. And I'm wondering if Oscar could give me some advice as to how to kind of move on and resolve my personal issues with this person.
You came to the right place, friend. Happy holidays. Hey, you got off on the right time, as you would say. You're going to save on the holiday gifts overall.
Yes.
You don't have to go through that melee, that money. Right. And right now, women are also vulnerable. Because there are lonely women just like you're lonely right now. So the perfect time, as my friend Tom Likas would say, pump 'em and dump 'em.
Jesus Christ! There you go. I hope that was. Oh, now, Ronique,
come on.
You know what?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you for the call. Ronique, why do you call late in the show when we take all the calls at the beginning of the show? But go ahead. We're going to get you in here. Go ahead, pal.
Because I have a little 3-year-old that wants to have conversation with me in the morning.
Okay, I understand. I can relate.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ronnie. What's
happy
up?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. We are delighted about the potential of coming to your town for the 2018 TMOS Live. We hope we can do that with you.
I hope so, too, guys. It's been an amazing week, and I'm still trying to recover from, Nora.
Yeah, a lot of us are.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see you guys. Hopefully you guys will make that decision on, what days and everything to come out here in Vegas, and I'll be here to hopefully ring in everybody.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for all the support.
All the best to you and your fam.
Yeah, have a great holiday.
Thank
Thanksgiving.
You, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
No dune buggies.
Rob Spiewak, did we hit your thing yet?
We have not opened the thing.
It's the audio vault. Let's get to it. Sorry about that.
Do you know who Jordan Fisher is?
The name sounds familiar. Is he a chess player?
No. Do you know who Lindsey Stirling is?
That's Bobby Fisher.
Lindsey Stirling?
Nope.
These are the stars that were the finalists on Dancing with the Stars last night.
Tom Bergeron, Dancing with the Stars.
Jordan Fisher is a singer, and Lindsey Stirling is a dancing violinist, apparently. But let's see who won.
Jordan and Lindsey. Lindsey and Mark. The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are... Jordan and Lindsey!
I knew it!
Yes!
I knew it!
Lindsey.
You get a car! You get a
fetching.
Car!
I think from now on, Dancing with the Stars has to put the word stars in quotation marks because I had to Google both finalists. And
those are celebrities?
24th season, right?
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but they're running out of famous people, I think.
Yeah, but I think it's all C-listers now and we'll accept them.
Oh, C-listers?
Yeah.
Call Dancing with the Stars. I'm ready.
All right, how powerful...
I can hardly get out of the chair.
How powerful is Sitting with the Stars?
Sitting with the Stars.
How powerful is the NFL, Mike? That now
they
can make a promo and keep it lighthearted and put in it a registered sex offender.
Joe Theismann and Lawrence Taylor together again, inviting you to watch the Giants and the Redskins on Thanksgiving night on NBC.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been together, Joe.
Thank goodness for that.
You want a leg?
I'm okay. No, thank you very much.
You want a leg?
Do you understand why?
Yeah, because he broke his leg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't you think maybe...
I'm a Giants fan, and it's just like...
But you like the days when they won?
It doesn't work without, LT.
Well, you know what? Maybe go a different direction then. I'm just saying.
But
it's funny what riles you up sometimes. It truly is. He's paid his debt to society.
Yeah.
All right. He's still on the list. Just keep an eye. That's all I'm saying.
God.
You know... Really, as we look about this last week of news, who really is not benefited is Big Bathrobe.
You know, I'll just say it. It might be time to retire the bathrobe entirely. It's a terrible idea for a garment. Here's a giant towel that you tie together with a skinnier towel. And you never hear a positive news story involving a bathrobe. It's never a family of four pulled from burning house by man in bathrobe. It is always some creep was creeping it up in a creepy bathrobe.
So that's the problem with bathrobes. And let us close with this. Let us close with this. It's such a shame that they've pulled Charlie Rose off PBS because I finally found a version of his theme song with lyrics. Here is the theme to the Charlie Rose Show with lyrics.
Here comes Charlie. Oh, no. He's getting naked. Open room. He's a creep.
That is brilliant.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a fabulous holiday week, fellas. Enjoy your time with your families.
Jackie.
And for all of our wonderful listeners who made November so special for us. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy, enjoy. We will be back on Monday with another brand new show for you. Don't forget, update our app. And if you want to send Rob anything, it's Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mailing address, good time to know that one, especially with all the holiday shopping. And by the way, do your shopping through Amazon.
Yes, just click on the thing.
Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Adam Sternberg, thanks for the booze. Thanks for listening.
Hey.
And join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show, for Oscar Santana and his beautiful wife, Shannon, for Rob Spiewak and his lovely wife, Carrie, for Matt Ponyboy Bloom and his mom, Glenda, and our interns, Adrian Garcia, Dan O'Brien, Ashley, Maddie, Mike McIntosh, Rob Ford, and everybody with the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Don't quit your day job.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.